Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. There's a new mindset in Washington, D.C. It's called change. Let's talk about changing your relationship with your personal money. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. For so many people who have been living paycheck to paycheck or voluntarily created a more frugal lifestyle, let your goal be looking for ways to increase your comfort level. Give yourself a spending plan, a budget based on small, achievable goals and objectives, such as saving a certain amount of money by a certain date, paying off a credit card balance, and not charging what you can't afford to pay off in full each month, or increasing your 401k contribution. Each time you reach one of those doable set goals, take a moment and notice what you have done and how that decision shored up your financial vulnerability a little bit more. Good management of one's personal money is the very first step towards self-reliance. And for me, the more self-reliant we are, the greater our comfort level. The greater our comfort level, the better we are able to make good money decisions. It's your money, so take it personally. Make this year of change the year you commit to taking personal control of becoming better informed and better educated about managing your money. There is opportunity in the midst of this continuing economic crisis. The opportunity is to put in place a new culture that's committed to managing our past out-of-control consumption. So be sure that you create a new money vision for yourself. Write it down and tell someone you plan to do this so that you feel committed. Take small daily steps regarding managing your personal money, but do them with a sense of urgency. Stay clear about what you can comfortably afford to spend, because that's the best way to stay out of debt and control overspending, which can happen even when money is tight. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.